Week 6, Day 3. Today's scripture reading is Jonah chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said that he would do to them, and he did not do it. Unexpectedly, Jonah, by Serena Runyon. I'll be honest, my first draft for chapter 3 was going to make some fun references to the VeggieTales version of Jonah, starring an asparagus and the pirates who don't do anything. It was going to be great. And while driving one day, I felt like the Lord gently nudged and said, "You need to talk about the second chance." But in order to do that, I would have to be vulnerable, admit that I wasn't always the PC women's ministry volunteer, prayer team enthusiast, arms in the air during worship woman that you see today. I can relate to Jonah dragging his feet until he finally did what the Lord asked him to do. But if I'm being honest, I spent so much of my life behaving similarly to the Ninevites, so far away from the Lord and his will for my life. From the depths of the partying scene to the careless way I treated others, I was living for the world and all it had to offer. Looking back, I'm equally thankful for the Jonahs who were obedient to the Lord's call and to be a recipient of the Lord's mercy like the Ninevites. Quick note. Someone once explained to me that grace is receiving what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. It's honestly hard to believe that the people of chapter 1, whom Jonah was willing to risk his life not to help save, are the same ones that truly repented, turned their wicked lives around, and chose God. I know fasting is a commitment, but they extended the spiritual practice to their animals. Not that the cows and oxen had a choice, but still, God met them with compassion and they were spared. I had my own Nineveh moment, and it was the beginning of the most beautiful chapter of my life. I genuinely wish that I could share that everyone in my life was so happy for me that the prodigal daughter had returned, but that simply wasn't true. My heart and soul were being rocked by the incredible gift of God's grace and ability to give second chances, but some of my friends were less than impressed with the flooding of Bible verses shared on social media instead of my usual Sunday Funday drinks at the pub. Fast forward to today, and I've learned a lot from my second chance. Sometimes I'm Jonah, responding with reluctant obedience. I'm forever grateful for the moment God turned my life and story around. And yet, I've also caught myself acting like the onlookers, struggling to accept someone else's transformation. It's not easy to admit, but it's true. That tension reminds me, the grace and mercy God pours out isn't just meant for me, it's meant to flow through me too. Question 1. Right now, do you see yourself more like Jonah, the Ninevites, or the onlookers? Pray and ask the Lord what your next step is in your faith journey. Question 2. What's an area of your life where the Lord is offering you a second chance? What's holding you back from moving forward? Daily prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for loving me through every season, the messy and the miraculous. When you offer grace through a second chance, help me recognize it. Don't let me miss it. Give me a heart that responds with trust, gratitude, and obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.